Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our good, good friend, Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. every Saturday here on WTIC News Talk 1080. For how many years?
It's nearly 30 years.
Did you start when you were 10?
No.
Were you a prodigy?
No, I was just a radio fan.
That's awesome. What a great legacy. I can't keep a job for more than 5 or 6 years, so that's impressive. There's a lot of really good talking stories here today. Mm. The thing that's funny, my boss, Janine Lee, just yesterday, you know, we communicate via text all day long about stories we should do and what we should or shouldn't do. And she's like, why aren't we talking more about this YouTube TV story? And
yeah, I brought it to you. Come
yes.
On.
And so people who are trying to consume media in certain places might know about it. But like, what's going on?
Well, they're fighting with the mouse, right? So you got Google who wants to make some money, and the mouse wants to make some money, as I've explained to my kids, because they're pretty upset about it. And
what's it? They pulled all their programming off of YouTube TV, right?
They have. They pulled it off of YouTube. Well, not they haven't pulled it. Basically, YouTube TV has not come to an agreement with the mouse on how much they're going to be paying for that those channels. And YouTube says, well, until we've come up with an agreement, we're not going to put your stuff on our...
They got blocked.
From what I understand, because even ABC, they're begging to be on Tuesday because of the election coverage. And Google's like, well, not until we get this worked out.
So, who's got the leverage then? Google's got the leverage?
I would think YouTube has some leverage if they're being begged to spin up the ABC channel. And this comes back down to just, it's just money, right? And we're going to get a $20 discount if you're a YouTube TV subscriber if they don't come up to a agreement. And then I actually went to the Disney site to go see if I could find ESPN on Sunday morning.
Right.
No, you can't. You can't even find the live channel on the Disney subscription that has ESPN in the little window there. So it's like, what are you buying when you buy all these different channels if you can't get
it? Well, I
got to
tell you, this UConn basketball thing's got me so, like, the fact that I would have to subscribe to like two or three different services
right.
if I wanted to watch all their games
right.
is a joke.
It's
and eventually they're going to lose, but people are going to, maybe they'll make money in the near term. But your point, part of being broadcast, not just to make money, is to spread the brand
right.
so there are more fans for longer.
How hard was it to watch a Red Sox baseball game? I actually acquiesced and punted YouTube TV just to see if I could watch the Red Sox for the last couple of months of the season. And then the FUBU folks hit me with a $16 sports fee that they didn't even tell you what it was. They said you could be hit with this.
Did you fight it?
I just canceled it. I said, forget it. You can't fight it. I mean, here's your price, $80. Oh, by the way, when we're all said and done, it's $108. Little bait and switch there.
Yeah.
So it is getting ridiculous, Brian. I agree they're going to harm their actual fan base.
I think it's a joke. But I don't know. I mean, we'll find out when my kids have to pay for it themselves. We'll find out. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers here. Computer Talk with Tab on Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. on WTIC. Usually Tech Tuesdays is Tuesday at 8:20. But, you know, Eric had a meeting with the Pentagon yesterday, so he could not go. So he's here with us today. Speaking of, like, security.
Yeah.
Now, I'm always this, like, age verification, I think, to date is a joke,
yes,
right?
Yes,
it is. But in Italy...
They figured it out.
They did? Well, they're trying to get kids from not looking at porn, right?
Well, yes. I mean, when I was a kid, you know how hard it was to find porn?
You had to look under your big brother's bed for the magazine.
Exactly. And so what's happening now is it's everywhere. You can't even avoid it. And we as adults really are doing a disservice to our kids. And I'm no prude or anything like that, but you shouldn't be accessing the stuff that's out there. These kids are seeing some horrific things.
So what are they doing in Italy?
They're using a better technology to actually verify your age. You're going to have to actually send your ID and confirm it.
What?
Yeah. So you're going to actually have to confirm who you are. And the other issue is, of course, and you have to use a selfie with your government ID, and prove that you are who you said you are. And of course, in Pornhub, the UK visitors, the UK, have plummeted 77% because of this.
Really?
Yes. So obviously the other issue is if these age verification sites get hacked too, and one of them was, and we talked about it a few weeks ago on our show. So you get all this information, hey, I'd like to go check out porn. And then of course the site that says you can is getting hacked. So that might be embarrassed as far as the type of porn you're getting access to. But we should definitely make sure that we keep our kids more protected.
What's preventing us from doing it here? They have to pass a bill. It has to be a law.
Really, what is preventing it, Brian? I don't have any clue as to why a politician in this country wouldn't want to protect our kids from seeing adult material if they're not adults.
Is there a big porn lobby?
No, I think it's a weird free speech thing.
Yeah.
And yes, we have free speech, but if you're under 18, you shouldn't be able to access what's out there so easily. I would contend. What are we trying to do to our children? There's no innocence left. If they're able to access this stuff, I guess innocence doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore, but I tried to keep my kids as safe as they could be, and I didn't have as much access to the internet as folks do because I actually filtered it on my system.
Well, they say that, you know, kids, the huge majority of kids have seen pornography before they're 10.
Right.
So, I mean, my big thing is, and this is off topic, but is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex is sex. Sex is there. It's part of human.
Of course.
But they see these versions of it that aren't real. And they think that it's real. And perpetuates some gender issues that are a problem. But anyway, we'll save that for another day. That's not a Tech Tuesday topic.
No, but they have actually figured it out in Italy, it seems.
Okay. And they've done it in the UK. I didn't know it dropped 77%. Eric Semmel from Tab Computer here on Brian and Company. So this whole thing about everyone wants the highest definition television.
I know.
And you think that you're the coolest person if you have the highest definition television.
Right.
But once it gets to a certain point, it does not matter. Is that it?
Yeah, I've been saying this for a long time. I always thought 1080p was really all you need. And yeah, 4K seems nicer, but turns out you really can't just tell any difference between 2K. 2K seems to be the max. So when you go to 4K or 8K, all you're doing is dumping a lot of data down the internet just to say you have a 4K image, but you can't tell the difference. The pixel, your eyes just can't tell the difference. And this story talks about how the scientists have figured it out, how many pixels you can actually tell or see. And so we're just paying a lot of money for 4K and 8K, and we're wasting a lot of bandwidth. It's when you have bandwidth, it's like stuffing a bunch of Mack trucks down your highway just to watch a TV show. And if you could send a bunch of Honda Accords down there, guess what? You'd have a lot of room. And we should stop it. Get rid of 4K, 8K. The bandwidth would be more available, and you would have maybe lower costs for your services. So don't do it anymore is my point. And you don't need to because you can't tell.
It's so true. There's a point where it can only be so clear. I mean, it's really true. I wanted to make sure we got to. We have a couple of minutes left, but this story about, you know, Michael Burry. If you don't know the name, he was sort of like, I think he's on the spectrum, right? I mean, I think people smart think guy. He is, and he was one of the main characters in The Big Short, which of course was the novel made into a book made into a movie about the people that foresaw the housing disaster in the Great Recession, and they actually made money on it, but everyone told them that they were stupid and wrong, and then they ended up right. And now he's chiming in again.
Correct. He made a $1 billion bet against AI. So I've been saying it's kind of bubblish for a long time. I'm not the sharpest tack in the drawer. What do I know? It just feels like the dot-com bubble all over again. And when a guy like this makes a $1 billion bet against AI, I would contend it says something. Now, from what I understand of the bubble back in the 2000s, there was a lot of leveraging going on. People were borrowing to build up infrastructure. Now these companies have plenty of money, so they're spending their own cash to dump it into AI. But Burry feels I'm right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, to me, when you compare to what he did in the Great Recession, the housing, he did that in anonymity, and now he's an international star, kind of. He's worth a couple hundred million dollars now.
Right.
And so I wonder, I just feel like I was always taught that you can't call a top. So it might be a bubble, but you can't time when it's going to burst.
Correct.
So shorting stuff here, there, or everywhere still can be a fool's journey for a lot of people because you don't know when. You might be right, but being right isn't as important as when it's right.
Yeah, I'm going to follow the indexes personally, but for me, you know, we shouldn't be surprised if and when the AI bubble bursts and a lot of what they promised doesn't come to fruition. A lot of the stuff is in the Magnificent Seven. They're buying from each other, right? They're buying chips from this guy. They're putting software in from that guy, and they're only those seven stocks are really doing anything to the market, anyways. And if those stocks stop doing that, what happens to the index? Yeah. Well, I think it gets impacted.
Can we maybe hold the iPhone story for next week?
Yeah, sure.
And you know, to that end, I don't know if it's a bubble to be burst. I think these are blips in an evolution, right?
Of course.
So same thing with, because .com stuff worked out. It just had to right size and figure out what the lanes were, and you had to really make money. Yeah, but I mean, but I think eventually AI is, I don't think it's going anywhere, but I think it's maybe gone too far too fast,
right? I think so, yeah.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays here on WTIC from 9 to 11 a.m. We'll see you back here Tuesday at 8:20.
Yes, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.